And
Happy
welcome,
Friday,
everybody.
Go on, Steve, do your thing.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tracy. And welcome, everybody, and thank you for being on the call. Hopefully, I can bring something of value to you. If not, I hope we have a great conversation anyway. So I've been asked to present Scout and Molly's. One of the advantages I would tell you that I do have with Scout and Molly's is you probably know that Ed Samain is really the person that is moving this business from a franchisor standpoint, and they're located right here in King of Prussia in the Philly metro area. So, you know, we have units going in here, you know, of course, because they tend to work, the franchisors, the new younger ones tend to work closer to home. And it's easy for me to get people to Discovery Day too. So it's one of those that's in my backyard. So I just wanted to sort of preface the call with that. All right, so let's talk about Scout Molly's a little bit. And what I thought I'd do is I'd take you through, you know, what I believe to be an ideal candidate, tell you a little bit about the candidate I put in the business, and then, you know, maybe how to pitch or present it to get the interest that you want from your clients. So let's start with ideal candidate. I'm not sure about you, but one thing I never do is I don't bring anybody in for a formal meeting or make recommendations on businesses unless they've filled out completely the area on the PFA that has their hobbies and interests. And with a concept like this, it becomes, I think, very important because the people that I've showed this to have indicated that they do have a passion or a strong interest in fashion. Typically, it's been women, my female clients, or husband and wife teams where the wife is going to be involved and active in the business. And look, I realize that Scout and Molly's will say, you know, men, women, husband, wife teams. But, you know, so far, you know, at least out here, you know, I've been more comfortable presenting this to husband and wife with the women, with the wife or spouse as sort of the primary business person. You'll see that on Scout and Molly's, they're looking for achiever, emulator, societals. But if you read the two-minute drill, I think you'll see that they're really looking for your achievers. You know, they really, you know, go out of their way to say, hey, we want people, you know, with, you know, those type A personalities, those strong drives. So they are looking for achievers, but they're not always the easiest people to find. And they don't necessarily, they aren't necessarily, I don't think, the only people that fit into this business. So what I'm looking for in a candidate is, you know, someone who wants to really escape the grind, you know, that corporate grind and do something that they really enjoy. And I'm sure you're running into candidates like that, you know, just tired of the you know, the day-to-day corporate life and don't want to move into even self-employment with something that's similar, you know, that I would say is a grind. I'm looking for someone, you know, who doesn't have a strong interest or aptitude in direct sales. They don't need it in this business. Someone who wants few employees, someone that's okay with retail and all that goes with the retail business. And, you know, I think this is important, too. It's someone that's not afraid of a non-needs-based business. You know, a lot of our clients come to us, and they will only look at needs-based businesses because they know that they're very recession-resistant. So in this case, you know, you have the candidate has to be open to a non-needs-based business. I think with Scout and Molly, they have to be open to new and different. So maybe that, you know, gets more to our emulator type. Or they need to be interested in a semi-absentee business, you know, or a business that they can work full-time, and then when the business is sustainably successful, they can move to an absentee or semi-absentee role with the business. And I see a lot of people like that, and likely you do too. All right, so I'll tell you a little bit about my candidate. This was a 49-year-old professional female. She was an environmental underwriting manager. All right, so look, man, some people may see that as exciting. I see it as, you know, pretty mundane and boring job. So, you know, for someone like that to make a switch to something like a Scout and Molly's, a business like this, you know, that's a pretty big deal. She wanted to replace and grow a $175,000 corporate salary. She met all the criteria, really, for Scout and Molly's, except that she was a belonger societal, you know, one we don't see a lot, but she had a really, really strong interest in fashion. From her core competencies, she had high competencies in everything except the technical competency, which in this case I didn't think really mattered that much. She rated her sales interests and abilities both at 7. And she had really good interpersonal skills. She's really, really enjoyable person to be around. She went ahead and bought a 3-pack, and she was so passionate about this business, she signed that 3-pack deal in 38 days, start to finish. Her husband does work full-time, but he's also going to help her with the business, and he was very supportive of having a family business. Some of the other businesses I showed her were Big Frog, Great Play, Tutor Doctor, and Medi Weight Loss. Okay, so let's just go to how to present. So, I'm from Philadelphia, so I tend to talk a little fast. Around here, people understand me, but I'll try and slow it down a little bit so that you hear all this. But this is how I would present Scout and Molly's. So I talking to my client, how would you like to be part of a fun, exciting business and industry? Where you'll work in a highly scalable and flexible business model, one that you can own and operate on a full-time basis, or, if you choose, run the business semi-absentee, freeing up your time to enjoy the things that you'd like to do best in life. This business attracts a very targeted customer with great branding, great location, and inexpensive social media marketing. All of this is done in a small retail footprint, about 1,200 square feet, that requires only a manager and about 3 to 5 part-time employees. This franchisor is looking for candidates that have strong business management skills, great interpersonal skills, and a strong desire to build a big business. Oh, and did I mention that the Item 19 earnings claim for this business shows a $275,000 net income for a single unit, and that most franchisees are multi-unit owners? Sound interesting? The business I'm talking about is Scout & Molly's, a high-end fashion boutique offering very unique high-end merchandise where your upscale clients receive personalized service and attention. This leads to a professionally intimate relationship between your customer and the store, resulting in a repeat customer and a long-term relationship. Scout & Molly's, though fairly new to franchising, has been in operation since 2002 and is now supported by the same people who successfully developed Pro Martial Arts, a childhood education and fitness business. Would you like to hear more? So that's how I would introduce it. And at that point, I certainly would hope the client would say, hey, look, sounds great. Let's get into a little bit of the nuts and bolts of the business. And I take them through some of the important points that are, presented to us through the two-minute drill. So pretty simple concept. They pay great commissions, as you probably know. And they typically have pretty aggressive development people, usually using, the third-party sellers. And I think in this case, Rhino 7. So that's it. And I would say at this point, I just open it up to questions.
Any questions for Steve?
Hi, it's Leslie. Hi, Steve. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Leslie. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, great. Thanks. I had a question, Steve. It sounded like you had a script there. Do you have that written down, the way you just presented that?
I do.
Would you mind?
I'd
love to see that.
Okay, I'll send it off to you.
Okay, that'd be awesome. And this is more of a general presentation question. You ended with by saying, would you like to learn more? Does that mean, what do you do when they respond to that? I mean, if they want to learn more, do you keep talking, or what happens next?
Yeah, no, look, I'll bring them through the what I think are the more, the important parts of our two-minute drill. So, I'll give them just a little bit more. At that point, I'll give them more detail of the business. But, look, I mean, some clients, when you give them a lead-in like this, just go, you know what, in all honesty, I get it. But a business like that I know is not for me. I might say why, and we'll have a discussion about it. And maybe we move past it. But I would say, look, if we've done a good job business modeling, 99% of the time they're going to want to know a little bit more. But, with Scout & Molly's, with a concept like this that's not need-based, I don't want to just hit them right away with Scout & Molly's and, high-end, high-ticket fashion. I think there's a better way to lead in. I'll do that with a lot of other businesses, but not with this business. I think you need to use more of that Mike Welch technique of, the setup and then who the business is and then a description of the business in more detail. So that's why I do that.
What very good. And how is validation? How are you finding validation with Scout & Molly's?
Well, right now, I don't know if there is a lot of validation. Look, most of their units are going to be around the Philadelphia area right now, but they're either just getting their locations and doing their build-outs or they're just open. So, you know, this is one where, you know, that's why I think the interest and passion piece, you know, has to be appealing. Look, the other thing I really like, even though sometimes it doesn't validate out in certain systems, we all know that, is you know, they give a really high income claim. I think our first 2-minute drill with them, I think they gave like $150,000 income claim, which was good for a single unit. But I think the newest one, if I remember, is I think it's up to $275,000. And, you know, that in itself is an attention grabber, you know, when we can actually
right.
give an item 19 earnings claim net income, right, of $275,000. That, you know, it's that money talks, you know, and BS walks kind of thing. I mean, that's a pretty serious statement to make. So, you know, with that, I think the interest level becomes high. And now when you say, look, and most people are multi-unit owners, you know, in their minds, you know, if they're intelligent people, and you hope they are, you know, they're doing the multiplication. They're going, wow, 275 times 3, you know, in 5 years, you know, I'm a millionaire, you know, on a yearly basis. So I think that, you know, they're key points.
Gotcha. Okay. That's very helpful, Steve. Look forward to getting your script. Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
Hey, Steve, Ted in here. I also would like the script, but I wanted to ask you, do your candidates ask you what Scout and Molly compares to that they might already be familiar with?
Well, I would tell you that this candidate didn't. But, yeah, I would guess that that would be a question that would be fairly common, Ted. So it's something that probably we should be prepared for. Now, look, you know what? I'm not a fashion expert by any stretch of the imagination. Matter of fact, I'm not even a big shopper. So that might not be so easy. But I think that in the 2-minute drill and in their brochures, because they have one online for us, it really tells you, you know, what they do and why they're different. You know, this is the store to go to when you want to wear something that you know nobody else at that 300-person wedding is going to be wearing, right? And I think that from there, the people that are have that kind of interest and really know and understand fashion or dress that way when they go out, I think they get that. And I think
Steve, I remember that when they were first introduced to us, they, you know, when they were telling their story, they talked about, you know, about comparing themselves to a specific store that had a lot of locations in a niche that they felt was booming and didn't have a lot of competition. And I can't remember what that store was. Maybe somebody on the call remembers the specific store. Maybe not.
Didn't make that big an impression, I guess. I don't know if he was on the call. I missed that call, and you know, to be honest, I haven't gone ahead to listen to it even. I just had a busy week, and I really wasn't able to you know, to prep that deeply. But, you know, again, I think, you know, when you think about, you walk around your local mall or your, you know, your A-plus strip malls, you see the stores that are in there, and, you know, this one's going to be, you know, high-end, unique fashion. But I think the communication that you need to give clients is that, you know, you're going to build long-term relationships with customers in a business like this. Once they find a store that has those fashion accessories that they want and they get that kind of personalized service, you know, I think it builds a lasting relationship. And that's not always the case in retail, you know, or retail, you know, clothing. So, you know, those, I think, are important points. But you know, it'd be interesting to see, you know, what the rest of you on the call feel. For me, I've really not pitched this outside of those that have expressed an interest in the segment and interest in fashion. So you know, I'm just being very open and honest with you about that.
Well, somebody just did a deal with a guy, a man, who, you know, is not a fashion dude, but, you know, looked at it from a business case perspective. I can't remember who it was, but somebody did.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, the item 19 is compelling. I mean, if you get, you know, we always have our clients sort of separate into two categories, you know, one being those that need to have an interest, passion, and really have to be enthusiastic about the business they're in for them to do well in it. But then on the other hand, you have that whole group of, you know, business builders. You know, I don't really care how, you know, what the business is. as long as I know I can scale it up, build it big, and be really successful with it. So, you know, those types of people I'm sure would do quite well with this business. I haven't moved it that direction. I mean, that's just me, and that's why I opened it up to you guys to chip in, because I think that's the answer that we were looking for, and certainly the answer that the people in Scout and Molly's would want to give. So I didn't want to leave it as, you know, just fashion. But for me, I mean, you know, the other piece is retail. You know, a lot of our clients don't want retail and, you know, signing personal guarantees in leases. So, you know, look, I don't think this is for everybody, but it certainly fits a lot of people. And I don't think it is restricted to women or husband and wife teams.
Hey, Steve, this is Emily. Thank you. Thank
Hi,
you
Emily.
So much. And if you could send me your script, too, I'd sure appreciate it.
I just wanted
to share, I recently showed Scout and Molly's, and just to get a little bit of background information, I spoke with, her name is escaping me, but with Scout and Molly's. And she told me that they just did two placements in Florida, both with CFOs, and they both bought a 5-pack.
Nice.
And I thought that was good information. That was something that really got my clients' attention when the CFOs were buying 5-packs. So I wanted to pass that along to you.
Yeah, thank you. And Emily, I don't know your last name. Will you do me a favor? Will you just email me, and then that way I will just return the email with the script on it?
Yeah, you got it. Thanks so much.
Okay, I'm easy. I'm just sbuch, B-U-C-H, at franet.com.
Okay.
All right, anything else?
Thanks, Steve.
All right.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Have
Same
fun.
To you. Thank you.
Okay,
thanks,
thanks,
Steve.
I'll be posting this on Franet.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
You have an enjoyable weekend as well.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.